We recently had a science fair here at Sage Oak Charter School where students could create projects and then present them at our science fair. And I had the pleasure of meeting a couple of students who created projects, and they were really fantastic. And so I wanted them to be able to share their stories with you. So in today's podcast, we talked to three students who each walk us through their process for choosing their science fair experiment topic, the process that they went through to conduct their experiments, and then their results and what they learned in the process. It's a really fun conversation to hear how our Sage Oak students are loving project-based learning and the chance to personalize some of the learning that they're doing in the program. So take a look at this upcoming podcast with our Science Fair students. Welcome to another episode of the Sage Studio Podcast. I'm Tiffany Webster, and today I'm joined by a very special guest. She's one of our very own Sage Oak students. Her name is Brielle, and I am going to let her share her story about a really cool science project that she did. I had a chance to go to the science fair and see her in person and see her project, and I was like, you know what? You got to be on the podcast. Other kids need to know about the cool things that you are doing, and they should know so that they can also create cool science projects as well. So welcome to the podcast, Brielle.
Yeah.
Okay, so Brielle, give us a little bit of your background. What grade are you in? How old are you?
My name is Brielle Holanya. I'm 8 years old, and I'm in the third grade.
And you're in third grade here at Sage Oak. Okay, awesome. What did you ultimately decide to do your science project on?
The 5-second rule.
Does that ever happen to you in life where you drop something and you're like, can I still eat it? Is it still good? Do I have 5 seconds? Okay. So you decided, okay, I'm going to do my science project on the 5-second rule. And what did you really want to test when you made this science project? What were you trying to find out?
I was trying to find out if it was myth or fact.
Okay, if it was myth or fact. So the myth or the fact is that if it's only been on the ground for 5 seconds, it's totally fine. There's not a lot of germs on it, right? So you had to test this. So how did you test this theory about 5 seconds? What did you do?
My dad helped me pick out some food to put off the floor. And then after we did that, we tested it on the outside and the inside. And then we put them in a guard plates, and we left them in a box that was heated for a couple of days. And then we set up my science board, and that's how we did it.
Okay. And so what was starting to happen to like the apples and the bread that made you think that they must have germs all over them? What did you see?
I saw a lot of germs in the guard plates, and it was really gross.
What did it look like?
It looked like really gross, and they were yellow, kind of.
You're seeing a lot of funky things happening. What else is happening?
It stunk really bad.
Oh, no. It started to smell bad, too. Wow, that is pretty gross. So now, on top of being a scientist and an experimenter, you're monitoring the results and you're actually documenting the process. You're taking pictures as you're going along. You're making notes as you're going along. And then now you're using that information on your board to give everybody a really thorough report, right? So they can see exactly, this is the process that I went through. These are the changes that I was seeing. These are what it looked like before, what it looked like after, all of that information. Did you like creating the science project? What part was your favorite?
Well, my favorite part was testing the food, because you get to put it on the floor for 3 seconds or 10 seconds, because that's how long we did it for. And then we took the cotton swab and we rubbed it on there and we put it in the agar plates. And then it was really fun, because you get to test all of them.
Yeah. Do you like doing these kind of projects? Do you think this is a fun way to learn?
Yeah.
Why?
Because when you learn more fun, then it makes you want to do it more.
It does, right? What would you say to other students who were like, I don't know if I should do a science project. It sounds really hard and I don't know what to do. What would you tell them?
Maybe tell them they should probably just do it because once they do it, they will regret if they did not do it.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, that is a good point. Well, Brielle, is there anything else that you want to share with me today or any of other students about the things that you're learning or any of the projects you're working on?
Nothing I could think of.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to see the next project that you make. I think you've convinced me that the 5-second rule is definitely a myth. So thanks for that. You're saving me. I appreciate it. All right, Brielle, you have a great day, okay? Okay. Today, I am joined with my special guest. She's one of our Sage Oak students. Her name is Eliana Gutierrez, and Eliana did an incredible science project. Welcome to the podcast, Eliana.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, before we dive into hearing all about your science project, first tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you? What grade are you?
I'm 12 years old and I'm in seventh grade.
And you're in seventh grade. Did you know what you wanted to do your project?
It took a little while to figure it out. I used a website called Science Buddies. Hmm. And they have tons of different projects on there for all ages. So we kind of just looked on there, me and my family, and we found this project and it was really interesting.
Okay, that is so cool. And I love that your whole family's getting in on it now, right? Because that's the way we do it here at Sage Oak. It's like everybody gets involved, right? And so you guys are on the website. What's most interesting to you? Which one did you pick?
Well, they shared like some ideas on there, but we kind of made it up as we went. And it was testing the strength of glues using wood.
What made you want to test the difference of glue? And what part of that did you guys kind of mix up and make your own?
Glue is really a part of our everyday lives, from school crafts to the medical field. I really wanted to see which one was the most effective at holding wood together because I thought that was interesting. And they gave some ideas on the website, which we mostly used, but we kind of came up with some of our mechanisms for the first design and the current design that we had. Yeah.
That's so great. You guys are like personalized learning masters, right? You're like, okay, we're going to take this idea, but we're going to make it our own because that's what we need to do, right?
Yeah.
I love that. And it looks like that is exciting to you. Do you like being able to personalize your projects?
I do. It gives you a lot of freedom to do your own thing. You don't have to be like confined to this certain thing. You can do whatever you want.
It's a cool thing, right? Yeah. It's so much more fun when you feel like you're doing an experiment that you're excited about. Like you want to test certain things, right? Like certain ways that you wanted to test it and find the results. So it's always more exciting when you're like going after something that you're really interested in versus just following directions, right? What happens on testing day?
So I had my 5 glues and all the trial blocks were set up. So it was one smaller block glued onto a larger block.
Okay.
And it kind of gets a little bit mechanical, but I'm going to try to explain it. But we clamped the whole trial block onto a metal shelf as a good anchor point. And there was a wire loop fed through a hole in the smaller block. So that loop would be able to hold a crane scale and a ratchet tire. And the crane scale was just there to record the amount of pressure that the glue could take. So it was just like a recording device. And the ratchet tie down has a mechanism that you pull back and forth, and that will eventually pull the wood block off. So that was kind of like our ropesies to pull it off. So once we did, we had 3 trials for all 5 glues. So I recorded my data, and then that was basically it for the experiment. And then I just had to assemble everything together.
Wow, what a great explanation. What did your results tell you?
Well, in the beginning, I hypothesized that the Gorilla Glue would be the strongest because it expands into the surface that you're gluing it to. But lo and behold, at the end, we found out that Elmer's School Glue was the strongest out of all five glues.
I can't believe that. You told me that at the science fair when I saw your project, but I still can't believe it. How is that possible? Like, it's called Gorilla Glue. It's supposed to be the strongest thing ever. How can Elmer's School Glue beat Gorilla Glue? I still don't understand. That's pretty great scientific work there. So nice job and really great job on that explanation as well. So cool. I'm so glad you had such a great experience doing your experiments and that you really learned so much in the process. That is so cool. What advice would you give to students that maybe haven't tried doing a science project before? What would you tell them?
I would say for science, find a subject that you really, truly are interested in. Because if you do a project you're not interested in, it's most likely not going to be the best that it can be. And I also say to not give up. Your project gets frustrating or designs fail, because I had failed designs that didn't work. But when I persevered through that, it turned out to be a really great project.
That is such good advice. Thank you, Eliana, for giving us that good advice. I think you helped some kids today. I think you inspired some kids today for sure. And I know that whenever I get a chance to talk to students and I get to hear them discovering things about themselves and discovering what they're passionate about and talking as articulately as you do, it inspires me. So thank you very much for sharing your story with us today. I really appreciate it. You did such a good job. Congratulations on that awesome project and a win, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that. We forgot the good part. Tell us what you won at the science fair.
Well, I did get first place for that, and I got a certificate too. And just like seeing that the criteria and the page that the judges gave me, it was really cool to see like some of the things that I didn't need to work on, and also some of the things that I did. It was cool.
That's awesome. I love that. Congratulations. First place.
Yes.
We almost forgot the good part. All right, Eliana, thanks so much for recording this podcast with me today. It was awesome. I can't wait to see your future projects.
Thank you.
You're welcome. See ya. Today, I have with me a Sage Oak student. I'm so happy to have her on the podcast. Her name is Penelope Davis. So Penelope, welcome to the Stage Studio podcast. We're so glad to have you here.
I'm so glad to be here. Thank you.
All right. So for our listeners, tell them a little bit about yourself.
I am 12 years old and I'm in seventh grade.
Okay. So Penelope, how long have you been at Sage Oak?
This is actually my first year.
This is your first year. Okay. I didn't realize that. That's so cool. You made a really great project, and that is what we are here to chat about today.
So this is actually my first science fair that I've ever done. I've never done a science fair before, so it's kind of a surprise to me on how well I did.
What made you want to enter the science fair?
My mom kind of made me, and I thought it would be like really fun to do.
Okay, tell our viewers, what type of science project did you ultimately decide to do?
I decided to do which group produces the most electricity.
Okay. I love that. It's so fun, the juxtaposition of fruit producing electricity. Like, that seems like those two things would never go together. So that's just fun from the get-go. So now you have your idea. Now, how do you get started? How do you run electricity through a lemon or a piece of fruit? Tell me what you did.
Okay. So first, I collected all of my supplies, for instance, the fruit, and I tested a lemon, an orange, an apple, and a banana. Okay. And I got the voltage tester, and then I also use copper and zinc. So then what you're going to want to do is grab the first fruit you're going to test, stick the copper and zinc halfway inside the fruit at opposite ends, and they need to be at opposite ends or else it won't give you a clear result. I turned on the voltage tester, and I used the red rod on the voltage tester and touched it to the copper, and then I used the black rod on the voltage tester and touched it to the zinc. And then it gave me my results, and then I logged them, and then I calculated the average.
Wow. Okay, so this is very methodical. Did you ever once worry that the fruit was just going to explode on you?
No, but I did test the lemon and I was kind of scared that when I would like put something in the lemon, that lemon juice would squirt in my eyes. So I like stood back for that one.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's what I'd be worried about. I'm like, listen, when I plug this in, I don't want this thing to just blow up in my face. But okay, good. Luckily, that didn't happen. And you were able to do this really scientific research on all of the different types of fruit. All right. So what did you find out?
I learned that the potassium in the fruit, because originally my hypothesis was that like the lemon would produce most electricity.
Yeah.
Because it has a lot of like acidity, right?
Sure.
But, like, it's actually like the potassium in it and the water content. And I also did a banana, but it didn't win. Or didn't produce the most electricity because it didn't have enough water content. So that led to the apple producing the most electricity. But I was really surprised.
Yes, that is surprising because I'm like tracking with you. I'm thinking lemon all the way, a lot of acid. I don't know, because battery acid or something. I don't know. I'm thinking like that acid is really going to conduct the most electricity and voltage results. But then when you said the potassium, I was kind of with you like, oh, must be the banana. I bet it's the banana because that's going to be the surprise here. It's the one with the most potassium. But you're right. You did make that key point that it has to have the potassium plus enough water. So now that you have had a chance to kind of do all those pieces, what part did you feel like you enjoyed the most or like were really good at?
I feel like I enjoyed like more like learning more because I learned a lot from doing that. And I collaborated with my dad. So I also learned more about what my dad knows. And it was really fun to do. And I really like testing the fruit because it teaches you more. And what I thought was like really interesting, like too, was that like when you test the fruit, the voltage is so small that it's no volt. It's not even a full volt.
That's really neat. And I love that you worked with your dad on this project and that he impressed you with his knowledge. Way to go, Dad. Yeah. That's awesome.
Literally like a Google. And ask him anything and he'll answer it and like he'll be correct most of the time.
Wow. Okay, you're lucky. That's awesome. What a great resource to have while you're working on all these projects. Do you think that you would like to work on more projects? Do you like this style of learning, like hands-on project-based learning? Is that fun?
Yeah, because for me, I guess like hands-on learning, it helps me like work more and it helps me like understand more. So I really like it.
What do you mean by that? How does that help you work more and understand more?
Because like you get to like if it was like you just read like a paragraph about it, I don't really get it sometimes. But when I like feel it and understand it more and have more hands-on, then I get to understand it more.
That's awesome. What would you tell students who feel like, I'm not sure if it's something I want to do? What would you tell them?
I would tell them that it's like really fun. And then they should do it. And it's like fun and you'll learn something from it. So it's like a win-win. And like, it's really easy too. It's like easygoing. And if thoughts lead to great things. So
what a great, great way to close this out. What a great way to kind of leave students with something that's super inspiring. I love that, Fidelity. That's so great. Speaking of win-win, tell us how well you did in the science fair.
So actually in the science fair, I got second place. So I was like really happy about that. But it was my first science fair.
I know.
Wow. But yeah.
That's so great. Congratulations. That's a really big honor. And we are so proud of you. We're so impressed by you. We are so glad that you have joined our Sage Oak community and that you are enjoying all of the project-based learning that comes along with it. And you're enjoying spending the time learning with your family and making all these projects. It's really awesome. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. I can't wait to share your story with other students. I know they're going to love hearing about your experiments too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day, Penelope. Good to talk to you.
Yeah.